give you a little bit of the order of the service. First of all, it's been very nice having Jan's mom and Jen and Jason here this weekend. And I've asked Jason to lead us in our three opening numbers, and then Josh will be leading us in our devotions.
Evening. Your church hymnals, number 52. I'll take two selections after this. Number 52, A Mighty Fortress. Let's sing the first verse unison. I will be observing some of the bird eyes some of the time.
Mortal life a song.
516. Who is on the Lord's side? 516. Good. I think I'm familiar with this.
Who will be thou?
505. Christ's Everlasting Gospel.
Christ's everlasting gospel is ringing out again. Its message of salvation, its peace, goodwill to men. Though sin has thrown its weapons and evil hosts assail, the gospel of Christ Jesus has evermore prevailed. Our King shall come in glory, his conquering cross we hail. The power of his salvation shall
privilege to be able to stand up here in front of this church. I've just been so thankful for this church and for its support, especially through the school and all I've learned being a student at the school as well as being a teacher. For a few verses, I'd like to turn to 1 Corinthians 9. I'm going to share a few things tonight that I've learned through being in Belize, and it seems like when you're around a culture that is not the one that you grew up in, you tend to suddenly notice a lot of different worldviews, a lot of different ways at looking at everyday things that you'd have never thought of before. And it makes you think. It makes you think about how you grew up and why you believe the way you do. And why God gave you the circumstances in your life that he did give you. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 18. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak I became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So yesterday, Joseph asked me, what's one thing that you've learned in Belize? And I told him that I learned how to be a friend. I also realized how little I knew about being a friend. It's much more than just hanging out and doing fun things together. It's being genuinely interested in keeping the dangerous things in life, whether it's physically or spiritually, trying to keep those things from happening to our friends. Praying for them, working and helping them, and communicating with them are important. Sometimes putting your trust in your friends and relying on them can build the relationship as well. For friends from church that we go to youth with, that's relatively easy. But for other friends that I have in Carmelita there, it's actually dangerous. So that's why I've come to believe that one of the best ways to be able to do that is through playing football or soccer, as it's called here. Really any outdoor activity, like fishing, tennis, softball, volleyball. It seems like it's a great way to show your trust and to work together as a team without the dangerous consequences that you can have in real life. And it made me realize that maybe I didn't put enough emphasis in my life on spending that time to build relationships with people. Any other option that I have in talking to new people in my area is just sitting with them, and usually idle hanging out doesn't usually end up the best for me or for my possessions. Caring and showing God's love to people around me has changed my life. Now, I can't say that I've always cared 100%, or, I mean, of course, I have failures, but I believe that through doing this, it's made me a stronger Christian, and I've made new convictions, I've strengthened some other ones, and really appreciate what broadening my horizons has done for me. I've also learned that having lots of stuff, I really have lots of stuff. And it really doesn't do me, it's not worth it. Having lots of money isn't worth it. We can survive with much less than what we have. I've learned the power of influence that people can have on other people's lives. One time I was driving a cycle home for a drunk man. Before I started the cycle even, he had had me and one of my friends in kind of a neck hold, and been talking with great friends we are, and that we need to do this, and he was getting kind of angry that we weren't listening to him. So the neck hold was turning into more of a choke hold. But we eventually got out of it, and I decided to drive his cycle home for him. And he was being kind of unreasonable, And I was scared at first until I figured out who he was, and he had been one of Barbie's students. So I told him, well, I didn't actually tell him. He asked me if I'm a biler. And I said, no, my mom was a biler. And he said, no way. And I said, yeah, you know, Barbie? And he said, yeah, Barbie's an angel. And after that, he calmed down. He was very reasonable. And I must say, I've heard fairly high recommendations for my Aunt Barbie, and I'm proud of that. One thing that I was very surprised at was I envisioned, okay, going down there and being a missionary, and missionaries give their time, and they give their money, and they give food. And I suddenly realized that it's really hard to know when to give things like that and who to give it to, because there's so many people that ruin the giving for everybody else. So you never, it's very hard to know when people are serious about their ailments and when they just want to use the money for drugs. I usually give them one or two bills just to show that I care. One particular time, Henry came to my apartment fairly late at night, and he was wanting money. And I told him that I can't give it to him, because he was acting a little bit under the influence, and I just sat and talked to him till midnight, and it started wearing off. He started calming down, and an hour or two later, after some talkies and coke, he gave his life to the Lord, and that was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. I wanted to make sure that he was completely sober when he gave his life to the Lord, and I think it was real. He had a few fallouts after that, but now he went to Merida, Mexico for rehab, and came back, and now he's serving in Guatemala at the new Jungle Breezes Boys Camp. He's there with his wife and his son. I've also learned that I've always had kind of strong opinions about education, and I thought, well, going down there will change that a little bit. But it hasn't. I still have strong opinions about education. I think education is very important. Seeing how necessary even at least a high school diploma is to get a simple job is so important. However, there are people that go to school for, they go for money, they go for a good name, they go for power, better position in their job if they have more education. And that's not right. However, some people also avoid education. They leave school early for the same reasons. Maybe not power necessarily, but they think that leaving school early will get them more money. And I believe God gave us education to equip us to better serve the people around us, especially in the work of his kingdom. The purpose of education is to serve, not for money, not for a good name, not for a piece of paper, not to hire a position in life. Another amazing experience for me was seeing my best friend go from just attending church to becoming a Christian and to getting baptized. Abraham just got baptized last week, and that was an amazing experience because I could see his whole journey, or most of his journey, through that, and talk to him along the way. And I think every Christian should be able to experience a little bit of the process that other people go through for that, because things like that just make you think about your walk in life and why we are in the position that we are. I'd like to turn to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I would encourage all of you to think of the end of life whenever you have a decision to make, no matter how big or how small. Always think of whether this is making a positive or a negative decision in the people around you, in God's kingdom, and in your life as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Josh, for sharing that testimony with us. And I guess one thing that is very clear to me in both the songs that were led and the devotions that was given is that the Lord wants our all. And I believe each of these young men shared with enthusiasm and with the desire that each of us would also be inspired to give our all. So thank you very much for sharing with us. Let's stand at this time, and I'll have a prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you, Lord, for the power that you give us to serve you. And we pray, Lord, that you would help each one of us to give our all and to serve you with that which you have given us. We just pray that we would be a testimony to those around us to also be willing to follow you. We just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we'd like to ask the children to come up here. We'll ask you to come right away. And all of you children, and Amy will have something for you. We'll lead you in songs.
Thank you, kids, for that. You can turn your church hymnals to song number 453. One thing I'm also very thankful from here is the heritage we have from music. And we don't have the church hymnal in Belize. So it's good to be singing out of the church hymnal again. Song number 453.
Oh, how happy are they!
Song number 31. Song number 31. After this song, we'll ask anybody who can at least pronounce Spanish to come up here and sing, and we'd encourage as many as possible. Most of them, all of them are songs that are very familiar. The only one of them is not sung in English. Song number 31. They can sing Spanish is welcome to come out now.
first song that we're going to sing is Busca Primero, and that means it's the song Seek Ye First. And then we're going to be singing the famous song number 200. We'll probably sing the first and last song of it. It's a song that seems like we sing it all the time, so I wanted to sing that one. And then the last song we'll sing is Yo Creo en Dios, or I Believe in God.
Thank you.
Hope you were blessed with that. Once you've sung Spanish or Romanian for a while, it just feels right to sing it, and it's very enjoyable. So thank you for bearing with us in that. I think we'll ask the Romanian group to come up next. I'd like to sing Jesus Loves Me. I don't believe the children sing that anyway. Immediately after we were finished singing, all those that would like to participate in singing in the Romanian group, we asked you to come forward. And there again, anyone that can at least knows the words, can pronounce it, please come help us.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
First song we'll sing is a familiar tune. It's the words too, actually, it's in Romanian, of course. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. And then the second song would be, it's a song of desire that we would draw closer to Jesus. And it goes into pretty good detail, and just a desire that I would just be able to renounce everything and just follow you. It's a prayer to Jesus that I want to be more like you.
Morgenthaler.
Thank you for that, everyone that helped. Song number 335 in the church hymnal. You may stand for this song if you wish. Song number 335.
Thank you.
Song number 301. Song number 301. Let's sing the first, third, and last verses on this song. And on the last verse, I'll ask the chorus to come up.
Second song is Come, Come, You Saints. Halfway through the first verse, it talks about that it's encouraging us to continue on even if the journey looks hard and difficult to us. We have a living Lord that is guiding us, and He is providing the strength that we need, and that is, I think, the key to our success and peace. And for the last song, we're going to sing it on. Glory, glory, glory to you. Last part, when the song sung to us.
May be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us. May we a word of hope to the nations, a word of life to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world knows their salvation through your name. May your mercy flow through us. Let's sing a song of joy to the nations, a song of praise to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world brings with the praises of your name. May your song be sung through us. May your song be sung through us.
Glory, glory.